Welcome to the audio documentation for Discover the Wonderful World of Windows 10 by Mystic Access.
Where the magic is in learning.
So I mentioned the desktop earlier as being kind of a centralized hub for things you can do on your computer. But there is another one, and it's one I like even more than the desktop. And that is your start menu. Now this is one of the things that we said might be a hang up for those of you who have not yet upgraded to Windows 10. Because it does, and you may have already noticed this, look considerably different than your start menu did in, say, Windows 7. And we're going to show you how it differs, but also how it is similar. It is another great way to find your apps and get to them easily. It works a little differently, obviously, than does your desktop, but it is available to you as another method. And the way you get to it really easily, or the most easy way, I think, to get to it, is to press your Windows key.
Yes. So you can press your Windows key, which is normally between the left control and left alt keys. If, for whatever reason, your Windows key stops functioning, or you don't have one, which I highly doubt in this day and age,
you can spill Coke on it, so it doesn't work.
Right. So you can press control escape, and that will take you into the start menu as well.
Start window, search window, search box, edit blank.
A lot of us were taught, at least I was, when I began using a screen reader and a computer regularly, that was kind of the orienting factor. Press Windows when your computer comes up and you'll know where you are. You'll be on the start menu. So we've thrown a lot at you in what we have done so far. So let's do a little bit of review now. Because now we have a whole lot of ways to do a whole lot of things. And remember, you're going to find those that work best for you. But let's talk a bit about finding what you want now, whether that be apps, documents, other media, etc. Now you have the search box. You have recent and new apps in the start menu. You have those folders that are sitting on the start menu. So something may be in there. You have the alphabetical list in the start menu. You have the desktop. Perhaps you have a virtual desktop where something might be located for you. You can find open programs through Task View. And there are even more ways that we haven't even discussed yet. It really doesn't matter. You don't have to really keep track if you're moving through the taskbar as to whether something is open or just pinned to it. Because you can pin and unpin your most frequently, regularly used items. And then you can just press enter and you'll be in them. So whether it's open or pinned, this same process is going to work the same way. So don't get too hung up on whether it's already open or not. But if it is already open, it is kind of good to know when you opened it, because you can figure out where it lives on your taskbar without having to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, unless you just need to.
The thing that you want to be aware of is your items are pinned and then opened. So,
that's right.
For example, if I restart my computer right now and closed all of these applications, the only thing that would be on my boring taskbar would be Explorer 2. Nothing else would be there, because nothing else is pinned. Everything else gets closed. So when I just went through and said, this is Windows 1, this is Windows 2, this is Windows 3, WordPad and GoldWave were both in the fourth and fifth slot, if you will. If I go close WordPad, GoldWave now becomes four.
Number four. So when you close them, it's going to change where they live on your taskbar, because you're going to have fewer programs sitting there.
So we're going to talk a little bit about Narrator. And Narrator is a screen reader that comes preloaded with Windows 10. So what we've been doing is we've been using JAWS and or NVDA to utilize or navigate around Windows 10. Now we're going to switch to Narrator to show you some of the things that you can do with Narrator and how powerful it really is.
Now, before you start thinking, oh, no, not Narrator. I've used Narrator. I'm never touching Narrator again. As Chris said this morning as we were talking about how we were going to record this session, this is not Windows 7's Narrator. That's not what you're going to get here. This is a way more advanced, smoother experience than what you may have noticed if you tried it under 7.
Even if you go back further, you can try it under Windows XP, and it was horrible under Windows XP. It really wasn't much of a screen reader.
No.
So what we're going to do, we're going to do this a little bit differently. We're going to use JAWS to show you narrator settings.
Because this is the only screen reader that allows you to see its settings without having it loaded.
Right.
Kind of an interesting thing.
It's an interesting concept. And what it really does is it takes you into the ease of access settings for narrator within settings. So you don't even have to have a screen reader running if you have vision to check out narrator settings. So let's turn narrator back on with Control Windows Enter.
New notification window. New notification from calendar. Mystic Access. Settings for this notification. Move this snooze 4. Move the snooze 4.
Well, this at least shows that you can read your notifications the same way you would otherwise.
Absolutely.
This is nagging Chris about a calendar meeting that we have coming up this morning.
So I'm going to learn about commands that I was just taught in the Quick Start guide, and that is narrator key number 1, and that's the number 1 above the QWERTY keyboard. So I can press either caps lock number 1 or insert number 1.
Input learning on.
And that turns on input learning. So I can press any key on the keyboard.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Now, before you get too into that, I want to remind them of something. When you turn narrator back on this time, the home thing did not come up because you turned it off.
Right.
When we were going through those options. So it just came on to Chris's nagging little calendar notification. So it just popped up like any other screen reader would and put you where you were currently focused on your PC.
So let's press narrator key F1.
F1. Show commands list.
And that does. It shows a commands list. If I press narrator key W, for example, I don't know how to do something. I can just come into here and I can press keys and find out what they do. So we're going to try narrator W.
W. Read window.
It reads the window.